This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Remember, you can head up to the website where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a gazillion things going on there up on the website. If you head over to my website also, you can buy the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible, not the, you like that, the book, the only book you should know about. That and the Bible. It should be the only two books on your nightstand. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll up on the website, but you can also buy the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years, but you don't have to. There's no reason to. There's no reason to be afraid of us. Ramblings, right? Conversation, thought. Right wing, a little more conservative than most. Right? Bible thumping. Well, I don't even know. I really don't know what that means. Other than the old time preachers used to thump on their Bibles. So I live by somebody greater than me. I live by the rules of a God that's greater than I am. So I don't think I'm greater than God. I don't think my party is greater than God. I don't think science is greater than God. That might work out better for some of you. And head up to the website to find out more about that. Anyway, I want to get right into it. You know, I love some of the stuff that's going on college campuses. We're going to talk about that a little bit more after the break. But if you're spending big money to send your kids to college, you know, you help them go find colleges. I always hear about the parents that are, you know, going college hopping, which I don't really get. Why do you hop on a plane and go all over the place? Why don't you do some real heavy research online? Because I guarantee you, about 60% of those colleges that you think you might want to send your kid to, if you did some research online, yeah, you'd knock them out pretty quick. Seriously. Even if you think the best school there is. We've done stories where some schools, their enrollment have dropped tremendously. You know, black kids are afraid to go to an all-black college. White kids are afraid to go to an all-white college. Because of what they're being taught. So the... that's interesting. Some medieval studies professors are worried that the alt-right is co-opting the discipline to promote a fantasy of the Middle Ages with undertones of white supremacy. It should be a really, really, really important time for the field to reflect on why these things go on and what we can do to combat them. This is happening at Vassar College, and that's from Professor Dorothy Kim, who told a local publisher that the worry I would have is that is the field going to be forever linked to white supremacy? Now, the article goes on to recount the experience of Vincent Van Gerven. We'll call him Vinny. An author and scholar in the area of medieval studies. During the International Medieval Conference in England, after noticing that all of the speakers presenting a lecture on otherness. What the heck is otherness? Is that a real word?
It is now.
In the Mediterranean, were white. Let me see. Europeans were white? I can't imagine. Vinny was further incensed when the moderator joked that he doesn't look as much like an old white man after vacationing at the beach. Oh, terrible. Just terrible. Whether or not he intended it as a joke, it obviously ridicules the entire importance of the race in this debate, as if it were merely a matter of lying in the sun, Vinny said. I was thinking I could do two things. Either I can just get up and leave, and it'll be very awkward, or I can tweet. Well, if you stand for something, if you believe in something, why do you care if it's awkward? Really, if you don't want to support this endeavor, if you think they're doing the wrong thing, why wouldn't you just get up and leave? Other attendees leveled similar charges about the lack of diversity at the conference, arguing that the field of medieval studies is just too Eurocentric and male-dominated. Now, look, I'm not an expert in medieval studies, but isn't that all about the white Anglo population? Isn't that all about the Europeans? In that era back then, weren't they white? Because isn't that your complaint? It's like, we're too Eurocentric here. All the people from Europe are white. I'm just guessing here. Unless you want us to make up something about medieval studies. You're trying to tell us now that they were black or Asian looking. I don't understand. The IMC simply chose to ignore the expertise of people of color and others whose knowledge on issues of race and otherness, I still don't know what that means, has informed decades of scholarships. It declared Jonathan Hissey, H-S-Y, just so you don't think I'm making it up, an associate professor of English at George Washington University. Well, there you go. There's the problem right there. If the thread organizers had listened to the critiques voiced about the thread's problematic framing and exclusions at any point during the planning process or during the conference itself, the entire conversation could have been inclusive. Never. Once you guys get this white supremacist thing under your belt, you're like a dog with a bone. You won't let it go. And it doesn't matter what's done to fix it. It doesn't matter who goes out of the way to make it better. It's never quite good enough. Some scholars also expressed concerns that white supremacists on alt-right online forums are increasingly using medieval themes to promote their worldview, which the professor claimed is at odds with the historical reality of the Middle Ages. You ever notice that everything now has a hidden meaning? Everything you do, every gesture you make, every word you word, the placement of the words in your sentence, they've got some kind of racist, homophobic, bigot meaning to it. He called the alt-right interpretation a fantasy. We'll talk more about this fantasy on medieval studies right after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in just a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Head up to the website, realside.com. Again, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, get the app, go to the app store with your iPhone or Android. We have an app that will allow you to watch live, it will allow you to listen live, it will allow you to get involved in the conversation right from your phone, your little smartphone. If you've got a dumb phone, it won't work. And you know what I mean by dumb phones. I do have friends that still have. I'm sure some of you do too. We still have friends that have the flip phone device, which is pretty exciting, pretty funny. Anyway, again, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. We're talking about the professor. He feels like medieval studies have been taking over by the alt-right, you know, and it has to do with white supremacy, obviously, much too white. Also, I'm not going to read the whole thing. I'm not going to go through the whole thing because you already know it. You already know what these people say and believe. One professor says the white marble in artwork contributes to white supremacy. Right, because they went looking for white marble to make sure they only built white buildings, right? It's just amazing to me. They're doing everything they can. Anything that, even, that they believe even smells like some kind of form of white supremacy they try to bury. It's not going to fix anything. Never has. Burying an issue, burying a conversation never has fixed anything. These are the same people that don't want you to talk about it because you just might see the light. You might just see a different viewpoint in looking at this stuff. I don't know. This kind of makes me crazy. Medievalist Eileen Joy agreed that the medieval studies discipline is a safe place to be an elitist. Always got to be something innate. It's always got to be bigger than what it is. I've talked about this before. I love the comedian. Female comedian. I can't remember her name. You can look her up, probably. The male comedian. I'm thinking of the husband and wife team. Male comedian. And he said, ladies, you know when you look at your boyfriend and you say, what are you thinking? And he looks at you and he says, nothing. He's not lying. We're not always, unlike women, we're not always thinking something. There's not always something going through there that has to be processed. Sometimes we're just sitting there thinking about nothing. Just vegetating. Shutting down. At least I am. Anyhow, how long did you think it was going to be before Jane Sanders, Bernie Sanders' wife, pulled the mail card, if you would, right? That she's done absolutely nothing wrong. Some of you don't know what's going on there, and I'll tell you about it in a second, at the college. She's been investigated by the FBI for wrongdoing in her role at a college in Vermont. And she's saying it's a sexism thing. But remember, I think it was 10 days ago? It was definitely a GOP plot to discredit her and her husband. Now, she says that Brady Tonzing? Yeah, Brady Tonzing, the person credited with getting the FBI to investigate her for bank fraud, did so for sexist reasons. So in other words, because she's a female? Is that how this works? Because she's a female now. That's the only reason the FBI is investigating her. Is that how it works? Is that not because she did anything wrong? It's just like Barack Obama, right? It's not because he was incompetent, if we say that. Not because he can't do the job. No, it has to be because he's black. That's the only reason we don't like him. Don't you know that? Because he's black. So anyhow, according to the Boston Globe. She said, I find it incredibly sexist that basically he's going after my husband by destroying my reputation. And that's not okay, she said in her first interview. And she's talking about the guy who was responsible for pushing the FBI to look into this, to look into the... I mean, you have to look at the evidence here. There are unsubstantiated letters from donors who said they were going to give money, but she can't prove it. She claims they have more money being donated than they actually had. That's how she got the bank loans. Her husband's office was responsible for putting a little pressure on the bank to make the loan. These are all common. These are all things that are already come out in the investigation and were known ahead of time. So she borrowed all this money, yes, to buy more land to grow the college, and the college had to close last year because it couldn't pay its bills. And she convinced the bank that there were over $2.6 million in donations that would be coming in to pay that loan off. Out of all the money she said that she had guaranteed, all she could come up with was a little over $600,000. Now, it doesn't matter whether it was done for what she believes to be sexist reasons, or it was a GOP plot. This is the stuff I always get a kick out of. If it's wrong, if you broke the law, it doesn't matter who turned you in, or really even for what reason, does it? And then when she saw the crud hitting the fan, she left the college and got a golden parachute. So she put him in debt. She sent them spiraling downward, and then she leaves, and she gets a nice payoff for going. Well, wouldn't it be great? Wouldn't it be great that if every company you worked for, as you're sending them into bankruptcy, making all the wrong decisions, you get a nice little, oh, wait a minute, Obama did that, didn't he? He retired with $450,000 a year, I think $16 million richer than when he went in, and $1 million a year in an expense account. And he's still, some of you should be, he's still a young man. If he's got 20 or 30 years left, I think that's, what, $20 or $30 million he has in expense account? God, must be nice. Anyway, this was an investigative report. And they go down the whole list of, I'll post this up later on. Right, they go down a whole list of how the loan came about. In 2010, the agreement says that CBM pledged $1 million to the school over 5 years in increments of $150,000 with a final payment of $100,000 in year six. It's one of the donors. And in an interview, Maeda was incredulous that the Burlington College would try to use her bequest to secure a bank loan. You can't borrow money on the future, she said. It just doesn't work. When she heard how her pledge was listed in the loan document, she was surprised. They had me in increments? She said, I never said that. So who did the loan application? Who worked on the loan application? Who signed it? Who approved it? It was Mrs. Sanders. Did she not read it? Did she not care to make sure that that it was accurate? Now, with some of the donors, one in particular was interviewed by the FBI, she's like, no, no way, no how. She never agreed to give them donations on an ongoing. She said she gave them less than $100,000. And she never signed anything, she said. So why is it, you know, there's a chapter in that book that I've written that I keep telling you about, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, and I keep saying, one of the chapters in there is, why do they have to lie to win? Why do they have to lie to push a project or product? If it's so good, if it's right, if it's the right thing to do, you don't have to lie about it. Right? It'll rise to the top on its own. Always a pleasure. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Look, you really, really, really have to go through these things and pay attention. You know, because they push this stuff by you at 100 miles an hour. And then later on you hear about how it was all a lie, it wasn't true. And then you have to go back, and most of you don't do it. You've got jobs, you've got people to feed. I get all of that. And what happens? Oh, seriously, what happens? You gotta do a double take. Backtrack? Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Listen, I got a lot more coming up after the break.
Place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP Hard and Solar Generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I...
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air in the chat room. Texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, we've done this story before. I just think our stories around this before. And I love some people who just, you know, it's there. It's in black and white. It can be proven. This was a shady deal. This deal with Sanders... and the college was a shady deal. It was a shady deal from day one. When you have to get your husband involved, who's a senator, when you have to get your husband involved because you can't get the bank loan approved, and his office has to call the banking office to say, hey, I can use your help here. Yeah, nothing to look at there, right? Everything's cool. And this has been bouncing all over the place. And then in the midst of them being in worse financial shape, owing more money, this is the stuff I've never understood, she gets a bonus. She gets a bonus. Anyway, and again, read it for yourself. Go. I always tell you the same thing. Don't just do it because I tell you to do it. Read this stuff for yourself, though. Go and take a look at it for yourself. You can't make this. And when you have the biggest donor says, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa! I signed nothing. I never said I would do that." Now, the minute she says that, you've got a liar there, right? It's either the donor or Jane. So when you defraud a bank like that, when you falsely fill out a loan application, called bank fraud, she will never see jail time, though. You know that. We all know that, right? I mean, we don't have to play this game. We all know that she'll never see jail time. Because she's Bernie's wife. They love Bernie. Everybody loves Bernie, haven't you? Don't you? So my latest piece you can find up on the website, therealside.com. And... I've titled it, so what does a $1.4 trillion education get you? And when you think about how easy it is, don't tell me how hard it is because it's not hard. How easy it is for your kids, for your young ones, to get out of high school, yeah, I got to get to college, got to get to college, got to get to college, to go to college, and they get all these grants or they get these student loans. Student loans are easy to get. They rack up all this debt, and what do they come out? And we've played the clips here. You know what they come out knowing. So right now, as of today, Americans owe over $1.4 trillion in student loan debt. Okay, that's 600. Think about, well, I want you to put these numbers in your head. I want you to think about this. It's $600 billion more than all U.S. credit card debt combined, and even that's in trouble right now. Now, they say the average student loan debt is over $40,000. Most of the youngins I know that have gone through 4 years of college owe almost twice that. But it's carried by less than 45 million students. Now, as we go through this, I'm not advocating for free college at all, but I'm questioning how we do this. I'm questioning what I see on TV is what these colleges have to offer, how much it costs you to go there, the elitists that are teaching there. You know, the ones that love socialism but love to get their $200,000, $250,000 a year in salary. Maybe we need to rethink how we do education. You know, we got that whole interweb thing now. So if you're sending your children there, yeah, I said children because they are children, to these higher learning institutions, you may find out they're not being taught exactly what you thought they were going there to learn. Have you seen the issues that your children are exposed to? You know, if you've listened to the show for any length of time, some of you have said, that can't be American colleges. Most of the stories we do hear are about American colleges. Higher learning institutions here on the U.S. soil. So whether it's your hard-earned money or our hard-earned tax dollars, this money is being flushed at a very high rate as far as I'm concerned. And look at and do your own little homework, I said, on these colleges. Google your colleges that you're thinking about taking them to. New York University librarian says that she's hit her race fatigue limit. When she's in the presence of white people, she has a hard time. Right? Some colleges want to create safe spaces to fight privilege at their universities. How does a safe space fight privilege? But you're paying for this. They're tearing down classrooms and building safe spaces. They're bringing in animals that they're paying money for so your kids give them a hug when they feel bad about themselves. And if you're around too many white people, well, you need a safe space to go so you can get away from that white privilege. So your white kids, your white child who can't do anything about their skin color, and we've told our whole lives we shouldn't be negative on people because of their skin color, because there's nothing they can do about it, oh, except that they're white now. Now we've had a caveat, we've had a comma, we've had a change in direction in this new crazy millennial, or millennium, whatever you want to call it. Then there's that Harvard University, that wonderful school of higher education. Right, if you have a Harvard degree, everybody's like, ooh, you're pretty smart. I don't know. I've seen some of the interviews of those people. Harvard's no different than, well, I won't say it. It'll be nice because some people listening might get mad. Now, they want to expel students who join any kind of single-gender social club, fraternities, sororities, and things like that. The university has proposed completely eliminating all of these and their pernicious influence on the students. I would say to Harvard, why don't you just teach you, just stick to your core competencies, right? Teach law at your law school, you know, whatever, just stick to that. Will you please? Get away from the social justice stuff. You have no business teaching social justice. University professor wrote that citations and scholarly articles contribute to, I still don't know what this word means, white heteromasculinity. Really? Yeah, especially if they question research by women and people of color. If they question that, then it's really white supremacy. See, we can't question anybody because immediately they look at that anybody and decide whether you're being a racist, a misogynist, whatever. I'm so tired of the ists. We have to come up with a catchphrase for ist. What happened to just simply accepting good research from good researchers, right? If they document, if they do it right, if they spend the time, who cares what color they are, what gender they are, or non-gender they are, or side gender, I don't know, whatever. Right? Why don't we accept good research from researchers? Not black researchers, not women researchers, not black women researchers, not black feminine lesbian researchers, just researchers. I mean, some colleges would throw me out for saying that. I could get in a lot of trouble for that. They may even call the police on me. That college where you spending your hard-earned dollars claims that by citing white men before others, you show your privilege. Is that even a class? And what if you're a white guy giving your white dollars to send your white daughter or son to school? Is that showing your white privilege? And why would you want my white privilege money if it's so bad? Not the money, but me. Why would you take money from an evil person? A quote often attributed to Jefferson, been disputed though, says that an educated citizenry is a vital requisite for our survival as a free people. And I agree. Look at what's happening today. And I'm sorry, you know, I know I'm in education, and people get mad at me when I do this. I hear about it. But can we be honest about it? You get Jesse Waters, you have Mark Dice, I've done it myself. Others have gone out to malls and beaches and places where you see a lot of people, especially a lot of young people. Questions about American history, our flag, our justice system, our legislature. They can't answer the questions. The majority of them can't answer the questions. They're uneducated. Now, though they've been educated, they've been through the education system. And it's not a matter of them not remembering, because you have too many people who don't know when we won our independence, from who, why we broke away. And if you really want to see what our well-educated kids are learning, go to YouTube. And when you go to YouTube, check out interviews by Mark Dice or Jesse Waters. Look for the school ones. Look for the ones that say the kids don't know what Memorial Day is. They don't know who we were fighting in World War II. They don't know what Independence Day is. And if they do, they don't know who we got independence from or what it even means, really. How about just teaching these great works? How about just teaching basic American history, politics, current events? But when you go to YouTube and you listen to the Mark Dice stuff, yeah, get a, bring a barf bag. Seriously. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll listen to The Real Side.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
You tiny-brained whippers of other people's buttons!
We are back. You're listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on up there. Let's, you know, again, do your own homework, too. Don't just listen to what we have to say, because we screw up from time to time. I screw up two or three times a night. But you really want to, you really do want to do your own homework, right? You hear the stories. I have so many of you have posted stuff or sent me stuff to post. You know, I don't want to call it fake news, but definitely wrong. Definitely dead wrong. And again, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Back to it. Hey, so what does a $1.4 trillion, you know, education do for you? Because right now, that's what our kids owe. That's what young people, and you know, some older people, obviously. But that's what people owe right now for their college experience, if you would. And if you've seen some of these videos from Mark Dice, Jesse Waters, others, myself included, where we've gone out and talked to people about just the basics about your government and what they do, how they do, how they function. I told you one year when I went to the mall, on my own, I learned that we had 700 senators, which is something I never knew before. I learned that Boston was a suburb of Manhattan. I learned that when Paul Revere found out the British were coming, it was because somebody was flashing a flashlight in a second-story apartment window. I'm not joking. I'm not embellishing. I'm not making this stuff up. You go back and grab those off the website. Seriously. And when you hear these people talk about, again, these young people and middle-aged people, whatever you want to call them, and they're talking about not knowing who we won our independence from, thinking we got it somewhere in the 1960s or 1860s from China or one of those places, you're just thinking to yourself, my God, really? Can you really be this dull? Can you really have gone through 12 years of school, and some of you into college, and not known this? So when we talk about these things, you think it's not a big deal, but it is. If we don't know our history, we don't know how we got in trouble, we don't know how we got out of trouble, or made it right, or got out of the nasties we were in, you can easily go back to it again. And some of these young kids would think they have all the answers, have actually none of the answers, and it's the left-leaning professors that have got them in this tizzy, if you would. And again, you know, we've got librarians that are having race fatigue because there's too many white people. This is out of college. Safe spaces are being created to fight privilege. What kind of, white privilege? Harvard University, they want to expel students who join single-gender social clubs, fraternities, sororities, you know, clubs like that. And they're actually talking about getting rid of them totally. Why? There is a difference between men and women. I know the genderless or that gender, that no gender group doesn't want anything to do with genders, but there is a difference. There's a difference chemically. There's a difference physically. There's a difference in the way we process things. I'm talking everything from food to, you know, to issues in one's life. I mean, right? I mean, what is it? The bone? What's the bone thing? Women get that much more than men do. Osteoporosis. Right? So if you think that there's no difference, there's no commonality, there are things that women are more susceptible to than men are, and vice versa. And even one step further, there are diseases or things that are more prevalent in black people, more prevalent in Europeans, more prevalent in Asians. There are differences between us. Not major ones, not massive ones, not ones where we shouldn't be talking to each other or getting along. But there are differences, whether you like them or not. And to expel students because they want to go to a single gender. Look at, I love this. You know, for years, I remember when, you know, female doctors were quote unquote on the rise. And if you were a male and you didn't want to go to a female doctor, you would just, you were a misogynist. You were all kinds of things. No? What if you just felt funny about being naked in front of another woman, whether she's a doctor or not? Come on. I mean, I can't imagine women wouldn't feel more comfortable, I don't know, should I ask you, with a female OBGYN as opposed to a male. I can't answer that question because I've never been to an OBGYN for myself, actually. I'm a male that identifies as a male, so I guess I'm on the short end of that stick. University professor who said that, you know, when you cite scholarly articles of only white, you know, white men, you contribute to white heteromasculinity. You know what I'm saying? And Jefferson, I mean, our founding fathers knew it, and Jefferson knew it. If we had an uneducated electorate, we were going to be in a lot of trouble. And you could see what's happening. Let's deal with a couple more. The California State University will now be teaching Shakespeare through a social justice lens, because that's what it was all about. That's what Shakespeare was hoping for. Let's not look into the deeper meanings into what he was trying to teach, what he was trying to show, what his great works proved. No. Got to look at it through social justice lens, because I'm sure that's what he had in mind. Harvard is deleting their references to the Puritans in their alma mater, because I guess they didn't exist. See, that's what bothers me. They did exist. They did have influence in that school. You think about some of the classics. Huckleberry Finn, Tom Sawyer. They took the N-word out. Why? Because it made black people feel bad. But you know what? It should have been making white people feel bad, too. And how are these kids going to know how that feels? How are they going to know how black people were treated? You're just going to tell them? Think of little kids. How often do they understand? Don't put your hand over the flame. It's going to burn you. They don't know what that means. They don't understand it. The real pain isn't there until guess what? that they put their hand out of flame and they get burned. And many colleges now, I mean, Martin Luther King has got to be slamming his head against the proverbial cloud up there when he hears that many colleges now have segregated graduations. Yeah, blacks or females. Whites over there, blacks over there. Didn't he lose his life to pull all this together? And what do we do at the colleges? We applaud it. Yeah, that's right. Good for you. No, not good for you. You want to have a all-black, all-white, all-Asian party when you go back to your dorm room or at your graduation hall, whatever? Okay, that's fine. Where's the inclusiveness? Aren't you the inclusive group? Aren't you the equality for all group and inclusive? But these professors have done a real job on these young people. Come on. And you're sending, this all started with me saying, you're sending these kids with your hard-earned tax dollars, with the government dollars, with your hard-earned working money to these schools. Professor Fairfield University has introduced a class on, ready? The Problem with Whiteness. You're sending your white children to these schools to be told how bad they are and how bad the money that your dad and mom made that's sending you here because it was built on the back of workers. You're just a real piece of work, aren't you, coming to this school with your whiteness? Come on, think about some of you snowflake parents. You don't want your kid to feel bad, but you send them to a white school where they're taught to feel bad about their color, which is something they can't change or do anything about. You should hear a flushing sound every time you hear that. Yeah, this stuff works me up. Right, another one. Oh, and one of my personal favorites, a professor at the institute, at an institute for higher learning, says it's white privilege. Ready for this one? Now, if this doesn't make your head spin like any exorcist, then you're just not paying attention. A professor at an institution of higher learning says that it's white privilege to admit that you even have white privilege. Now, can somebody explain to me how to fix that? How do you do what they want you to do, which is affirm? I'm looking for a different word, but admit. Affirm that you are white, therefore you have white privilege, but then again, you're proving that you have white privilege because you are saying that you have white privilege, or that you admit that you could have white privilege. You can't win that argument. That's one of those. That is truly a classic circular argument that you have no way to win. And you're paying big money to allow these loons on the left to indoctrinate your children to this ridiculousness. Look, check the school's history. Find out what their classes are like. Find out what kind of controversy's gone on around these classes. And don't say you just hit them in the wallet, because I got news for you. If you're a donor and you just stop giving them money, they don't care. They're going to double down anyway. We've seen it happen. So again, check the school's history. You're putting your kids in tens of thousands. Some of you maybe can afford to pay it. You write the check. You don't care. I don't know. But those of you that are getting loans, you're helping your kids pay it back. You're putting money away for them. Why would you flush the money? Check out the numbers. In 2015, only 14% of college students were able to find work in their fields. Which means only 14% of those kids could actually pay off their debt working in the field they wanted to be in. And 50 to 75% of the others that graduated, they find work, but it's outside their field. So encourage your kids to find their passion. Start off there. Not their college, not where they want to go, not what class they like. Help them find their passion. Once you help them find their passion, then help them find theirs. Help your kids do the right thing. Hey, I'm Drobin, senior host, listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. David Weissman will join me in the next hour, live from Israel, to talk about a challenge that he has. I don't mean with himself, but somebody else. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Drobin, senior host. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live.